Hey everybody, good morning and welcome back to the Morning Mint. It is Monday, September 20th, and I am returning from really like one of the longest hiatus periods from the Morning Mint in quite a while. We've been working insanely hard in the background on like several different things. I'll just list the ones I can talk about now, I guess. Other things will be revealed in the coming days, probably, hopefully. Personal project 55555. I will be releasing in like 2 weeks due to the whitelisting for the people that participated in that. Thank you. To the people who missed out, I'm sorry. There will be opportunity for you to buy. I can assure you that. I'll have more information on that in my Discord and on my Twitter. We'll be talking more about it. What else? Hopefully things, might be happening there. We'll see. Ready Player DAO staying very active. Increasing scholars for Axie Infinity. That's been really amazing, rewarding to pay attention to. This week we'll be hanging out and talking with the professor, an absolute legend, one of the most viewed YouTubers of all time, somebody that I've watched for a really long time. I'll then hang out with him in Santa Monica on Thursday evening, so I'll have some content coming on that. What else? Tomorrow, I'll have a link going out. I will be joining Dylan Orell, my brother, as well as Tropo Farmer on a show for Benzinga. We'll be talking about NFTs, maybe some Blued stuff, who knows. Exciting stuff there. Friday, Burning Gas coming up this week. Also might be joined by Andy Monakis. That'll be exciting. Absolute legend. One of the funniest people in the world. Very excited for that. What else? So much has happened. I was trying to do like the show stuff today, and go through everything, and just so much has happened. Anything else? I'm curious. I will make a note. Collision.art is a project that is done by ETH Frenchy. It is a it's a physically backed project where users can buy into fractional ownership of a real world asset. It's a really cool project. They have currently they have a Genesis work that's a tribute to Michael Jordan. I believe that is backed by a perfectly graded PSA 10 rookie card by Jordan. It's a cool project. I hope people take the chance to go check it out. There's a roadmap, tokenomics. This is Frenchie's kind of like bread and butter into NFTs. He's got a bunch of stuff happening. He's got a huge team behind him. And he's an absolute legend actually in like the sports card world. So I have a lot of faith that this project will just be handled amazing. The art seems really cool. And the way it's backed by a physical asset is super interesting as well. So definitely go check that out. And check out the roadmap. Cool stuff there. Cool Cats has an announcement of merch. We've seen a lot out of Cool Cats. And I think, the current market pricing, when we get to that, will reflect why I'm getting more and more bullish on Cool Cats. I do see it going the way of Bored Ape Yacht Club. I feel like we're sitting in that period where we did go from like a 2 ETH floor, 3 ETH floor with Bored Ape Yacht Club. We made a run up into like the high single digits. I think that's currently where we're sitting with Cool Cats. I really do think it is. And I don't know if we'll see Cool Cats go to like a 40-50 ETH war, but I can definitely see them running well into the double digits. This is a basically a brand that has not done anything besides just existing and providing some value back. And now that they're looking into token, how can they reward holders? How can they extend that brand? Who can they work with? And then listening to Klon talk about, what they see, like who can they collaborate with? Like, it's interesting. Cool Cats could collaborate with anybody from Hello Kitty to, Metallica. I think I've said that before. It's very cool though, because you know, it's a pretty like neutral brand. Like, it's not for adults, it's not for kids specifically, it's not for women, it's not for men. It's just a very like neutral, cool, like perfectly balanced kind of brand setup, and they could do a lot of cool things. So I think the monetization that they'll go after will reward holders heavily, and I think the people running the project are just some of the smartest in the world. So we had announcements of the milk, the eggs, now we have merch. There was a story, like a background story contest. There's town halls now, so really seeing Cool Cats pick up in speed, and I'm excited to see what happens there. And quick, before I go any further, today's Twitter news is sourced by my good friend Depeche Node out of my Discord. If you aren't already, give him a follow. I'll link his profile below. He'll be working more and more with me. We have a lot of cool things geared up in the background. But as I've had to deal with so many things outside of making content, he's really stepped up and helped with updates and creating a daily digest within my Discord as well, where he provides basically like the coolest things that happened that day in a text format as well as with links. We'll be working with him to bring some of that into what we're building overall. It's very exciting. But yeah, Keyboard Monkey, we saw a lot of people tweeting about how they were getting offers on like life-changing money. One guy, I think for his Bored Ape Yacht Club, Ape got offered $2.2 million. And he said like, hey, this is life-changing money, but I believe in the you know, project. If you have life-changing money, you know, I think you really do need to step back and from a non-emotional standpoint, just take the moment and realize like, hey, like, me taking significant risk off the table and putting myself in a really great position is not always a bad decision. Yeah, you might miss some upside. Yeah, you like could like, unless if you are like in a spot where like you need money and you could be put in a really bad position, you have a family to take care of, always, always just step back. Don't try to like be the hero who is like, hey, this Bored Ape Yacht Club is going to be worth, I don't know, $150 million in 10 years. Like, just trust me, don't like hope everything's going to go to $1 billion. I think we're really blessed right now because these assets, especially at like the high end and for some of these very, you know, sought after stuff, are very liquid right now. But I think a lot of people will see that when we enter a bear or really, you know, slump in the market, there will not be liquidity at the prices you want to sell at. And even at like low prices, I still think the liquidity will be hard to find. We'll see the market really drop out. So, a good kind of like, a different standpoint from a lot of people from Keyboard Monkey. Love his, you know, thought process here. Definitely check that out. Read through it. What do we have here? Oh, yeah. So Loma talking about how for now, still long. And I think this comes down to, I hopped into the Twitter space this morning and said, take a breath. We are in a slump this morning. We'll get to those charts, but Ethereum's down from, you know, we saw a drop from 4,000 down to 3,000. Then we had a run back up all the way to like 3,700. I don't know where it topped out there, but now we're back down to 3,000. And a lot of people are screaming like, this is the end, we're going to zero. And it's actually very interesting to see on Twitter how, you know, one morning we are absolutely bullish, it's good morning, we're all going to make it. And then we have one pullback and it's fully, you know, FUD, not going to make it, you know, bear, you know, told you this is all a Ponzi. Like, it's very interesting to see how quickly emotions change. The biggest thing I'll say here is stop thinking on short term. Step back, look at what the, you know, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year, 20 year timeline, you know, looks like. Has the last 24 hours changed the, you know, your outlook as an investor in any way? I don't think, for me at least, and again, this isn't France advice, or, you know, don't take it as financial advice. But like, I do see the market overall moving up and forward for, you know, crypto. I do think it gets used more and there's a bull case for it. I think NFTs aren't going anywhere. but just realize, like, don't act emotionally, you know, irrationally, impulsively. Like, this is the time, like, just sit, see what is happening. If you feel stress, identify where that stress is from, and then as positions move and things move around, you know, I think as you have this next leg up or whenever that happens, position yourself so that when you do have a pullback, you're like, hey, I have nothing to worry about. You know, NFT wise, I have, you know, pretty much, I'd say 80% of my stuff and like things that I know I can go to bed and wake up the next morning. And even if it's an absolute, you know, crash in the market, I'll feel safe with. And that, like, all the way down the road, 5 years from now, it's still heavily sought after. Whereas, you know, that other 20%, there are things in there that I'm realizing now, hey, these are things that when the market comes back a little bit and there's some demand, get out of those positions, don't hold them. So just a thought there. DC Investor, who is an absolute unit and legend, just tweeting out, don't let anyone tell you that you need to be in private chats to make it. I am in very few private chats for the purpose of harnessing alpha. I'm bad at messaging apps. The true alpha is in objectively assessing in the intrinsic and analyzing the reaction of the masses to it. So I could not agree more. This comes down to, like, if you are in a private chat with 1,000 people, right? It's a private Discord, 1,000 people, and they're talking about stuff. Even at that level right now, I think that you're almost in a bit of an echo chamber. You're in a very, you know, select portion. And where I look to and how I analyze things is, you know, even if a YouTube video comes out, what I'll do is, instead of listening to what that one person is saying, I will go look at the comments and read and try to understand how people are reacting to it, because the masses are who decide. And obviously, like, if it's a bunch of, you know, people that aren't actually participating, you kind of have to feel that out. But, you know, as he tweets this, I'll read through replies to understand, do people get this or don't get this? Obviously he does, and he's putting this out there, but, you know, I always look to the masses, and I always look to the community and the commenters and how people are interacting, because that tells me what I need to hear. I don't look at what a seller is asking for something. I look at past, you know, trading history, and let me tell, what is the market? What do the masses say the value of this is? What are people holding as value? Like the same way I analyze a project's going to do well, I look at its properties, and then I try to find comparables. It's like real estate. Like, you have a piece of property, and you're trying to understand, like, is this, you know, what is the, is this priced correctly or wrong? I'll look at, you know, comparable projects and try to say, well, this one has that same kind of, you know, roadmap. It has the same tokenomics. The art is similar, or the, you know, goals are similar. And, you know, this is, you know, listed here, and this is listed here. Oh, it's undervalued. You know, same thing with, like, Fidenza's, like Fidenza's, Ringers, even, like Pigments, like, there were things within each of those that I think I looked at and I was like, okay, I'm starting to get the pattern here and see what, like, the high end investors are rewarding. And so, like, I've been kind of just looking and seeing, like, hey, like, here's what the masses are valuing right now. And I think that's something that a lot of new people should be trying to do. Let's see, what else we got here? From Milkman, I honestly think a lot of people need to hear this. The money flying around in this space is not normal. We've never seen this level of wealth creation with crypto in the history of our planet. It's easy to feel like you're not making it or getting left behind. It happens to me. Take a step back again. Like, again, like, very simple. Don't feel like you need to rush. Don't feel like, you know, you have to be making hundreds of thousands of dollars a day to be, you know, to be making it. Take time, patience, look and try to study, understand what's happening here. I've talked to a lot of people who are, you know, I get DMs and people are like, hey, I'm not liquid anymore. I have no money. Can you buy this for me? And it's because they bought something that they were just hoping would go up and it didn't. And, you know, speculation is a very dangerous game to play. But, like, seriously, like, take your time. Don't put in too much. Start small. You know, work your way into things. But like, even if you're not making money right now, like, understand, you know, it's not easy. But like, you need to, like, there are strategic ways to do that. And like, the game we're playing here and like, you know, economics and the system that we're playing in, you know, I would view this as a very, very good opportunity to learn and be early, and try to understand like 5 years from now where putting money or being positioned to, you know, have a way to start a job or a company or work for somebody or identify a company that's rising and get a job there. Like, there's just so much opportunity. Don't think of it as only, hey, I need to buy an NFT to make it. I would think of it as like, how do I get educated so I'm one of the best people in this space? So when companies are hiring Discord managers or community managers or NFT consultants or strategists, like, I can be one of those. I think that's the mentality you need to have right now. Okay, let's jump into the market. I talked a lot, and you know, like I said, it's been a while, so I'm probably very rusty at this. It's good to be back, like, really good to be back. I'm excited. Taking a quick look at the market. So we have seen, like, over the last couple of weeks here, this pullback. We saw like crazy hype going into, you know, the Ringers market. We've seen that kind of pull back. Same thing with Fidenzas. We saw a huge spike up, pulling back, relaxing a bit here, you know, calming down. And this is on dgendata.io. What else do we have here? Chromie Squiggles. Like, I've kept my eye on this very closely. IMR2D2 also has been in my DMs, messages, talking. Congrats to you on your first big purchase, picking up your squiggle. Very excited for you. Very, very interesting to see that the market here on the squiggles is still a bit soft. We've seen some sell for like 6 and 7. I saw this one for 7 go this morning, instantly being flipped for like 10. You know, I think the squiggle market is one that might just be a little soft right now, and with the FUD and you know, the lack in volume right now, it makes sense. I understand it. I'm trying to find some positions to either pick up another squiggle or what Artblox projects I can jump into. But definitely a good time to be looking. I don't think it's a bad time to be looking. But yeah, like, we're kind of just seeing the whole market with the volume slump and the price slump. Like, even VFriends, like, we saw that run up into their big announcement, Gary announcing that you know, he had something special coming. It was that he'll be auctioning off one of the original like drawings at Christie's, I believe. But you know, we're currently seeing the VFriend price start to come down a bit. Average price actually heading back down towards 10. You know, at this price, I think I pick one up. I'm still very bullish on VFriends. I love what Gary's doing. I think Andy is an absolute amazing executor. And you know, it's very exciting to see him at the helm for VFriends and the conference. Yeah, I'm just bullish here. So with the pullback maybe in price, it's time to pull a trigger. Looking at the market overall, we got Artblox at number one for volume over the last 7 days at 16,000 ETH. CryptoPunks at number two. Galaxy Eggs taking off. You know, I have seen some people pick these up. I think we might see a little bit of a pullback. Like, it's just unfortunate. Like, the market is going to be very soft with, you know, stocks, Ethereum, Bitcoin, everything down today. I wouldn't worry long term, though. I do think that we're just kind of in this, like, you know, correction period. Sneaky Vampire Syndicate, you know, really just kind of being the weekend warrior here. Seeing that pick up in volume heavily. You know, it's done what, like $25 million in volume over the last week. So that's very, very interesting to see. Bored Ape Yacht Club, still volume down, still holding the 40 ETH floor. Nothing too crazy happening there. Crypto Toad still, you know, doing a lot of volume, being heavily sought after. Cool Cats as well. Anonymize, this has been like the ultimate sleeper project. You know, I completely missed out on it. You know, wrote it off. That's, you know, again, you're gonna miss some. And I think I'm happy with that because I've been so withdrawn from the market. I have not been trading. I haven't been doing research. My focus has been fully outside of the market for the last, I would say, week and a half, 2 weeks, with other things and setting up to make sure that, I have at least like a career kind of going forward here outside of just making content, and trading NFTs, a lot of stuff being figured out. And, you know, I saw Anonymous, I saw Vampires, I saw the Toads, and I just didn't have I think like a month ago, if I was still my same setup, I would be in most of these, just because of, you know, having 12 hours a day to just study the market and see what's happening. But like, I didn't pull a trigger on anything because I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't know. I didn't see. I wasn't watching, having, you know, I wasn't tasting the wine and cheese. I always use that reference. That's very much how I approach every project. I, you know, swirl, I sniff, I taste, and try to see, do I like it or not? And I won't just be like, walk down the aisle at a wine store and just grab a bottle and be like, fuck it. Like, I'm buying this. I think it's very much like a tasting process. So, I haven't done that, so I didn't pick them up. And I would encourage everybody else to have that same mentality too going forward. But yeah, the market, you know, we're seeing a lot of red on the 24 hour percentages. A lot of stuff is down, Only Force is down. I think there's still deals out there. I think we've seen the market pick up a bit over the last week for certain projects, but for most, I think we're just going to see some red, and just look for buying opportunities. Like, Supdox is up. That's great. But like, you know, what do we have? Like, Creatures still down in the low 1.3s. I think that's a project that's still a little slept on. CyberKong's VX, that's up a little bit, actually quite a bit. I think this is down like 0.7 at one point. So cool to see that pumping up. Just study the market. Seriously, there's gonna be opportunity out there. It looks like Artblocks, volume still a bit slow here. You know, Squiggles, again, another one under 10, 8.25, 7 was the one I was chatting about this morning. Fragments of an Infinite Field. I mean, that's a project I'm really trying to figure out if I can pick one up. Scribbles are way down. I really think this is, a lot of people are going to laugh. Don't take this as financial advice. I picked up a Scribble and I see the long-term value in these. It'll be interesting to see if the market and the masses ever, I think, appreciate and see it as well. Again, I'm one person, and this kind of goes back to like understanding what the mass is like. I think it checks all the boxes for other projects and art blocks that we've seen just rip to, you know, high double digit valuations in ETH. And this might be one, and I could be completely wrong, and I'll just reset. And the next time I go to buy and I use that thesis, I'll try to understand where I fell short. Again, just trying to explain my like mentality as I think through this stuff. Centuries going off here, getting picked up. 3 by this guy, spending a little bit over 60 ETH there. I take that back. He picked up 3. Somebody aping into Sentries. Crummy Squiggles getting aped into on the Fuzzies. A Bold going for 49. Yeah, I mean, so Squiggles getting snapped up. Ringer's getting snapped up. So we're seeing some like OG projects go in the last 12 hours. Will be interesting to see how that plays out. What else we got going on here? Galaxy Eggs. So we're seeing some certain, you know, I think what we've seen here is volume picked up. And then we're seeing just kind of going to see price discovery. It's the typical price discovery chart where we have, an event that sends volume up. I'm not sure if that was reveal or not. Send volume up, and then we're going to see volume dip off, price discovery, certain things will be worth more than others, and then we'll have a period of consolidation, hold through that, and then wait for the next volume spike to return. Vampire Syndicate, let me see if I can get the chart here. Yeah, so again, this is very much the, you know, volume up, consolidation, price discovery, and then we're having more event into, you know, this next leg of volume way up again, and then we'll see volume dip, prices will come down, consolidation, and then where do we go from there? Bored Ape Yacht Club has been very interesting to watch over the last 2 days. You know, I've just kept my eye on it a little bit. Haven't seen anything too crazy. Actually, look at this. Rollbit aping in over the last couple hours here, picking up five apes. Very interesting to see that. But, you know, look, volume is very much down for the apes. And I think now is the best time, if any, to get in, because Roadmap 2.0 hasn't come out. And I think when Roadmap 2.0 comes out, you see that is like when you see the biggest volume spike. And, you know, what we can see here is as volume, you know, as we approach whatever that roadmap will be, volume will start to pick up, prices will start to pick up in anticipation. It'll come out, we'll see a huge spike in volume, prices will surge. And then again, like, I think we'll be sitting at a floor between 150. That's just my anticipation there. So if you're sitting on the sidelines for an ape and you're like, hey, I'm going to wait. You know, I think you have a ticking clock there to get in. Just a thought. Don't take it as advice. The toads still selling a lot within the 1.5 to 2 range. Haven't seen any big sales since that big floor sweep on the 1 of 1s. I'm curious what those are selling at right now. But yeah, the toads, you know, volume is still pretty decent. I'm curious, what do we have as far as, let's see here, custom, the 1 of 1s, the 1 of 1 floor currently at 35. You know, that got swept. I'm not going any lower than that on my toad. I think that's what it's worth. Like I said, the Cool Cats floor now all the way up to, I mean, look at that chart, crazy chart, 6.6. You know, we've seen this run up before, when we had, that big spike, I think at the end of August into September, consolidation down, next leg up. And so it's interesting to see that this is still kind of rolling. I'm still looking to pick up a second cat. I love them. I have a heart eyes and a white t-shirt with a heart, the CDG shirt. But yeah, super cool to see this project just ripping right now. I do think the floor goes into double digits. I'll definitely say that I expect that. Anonymous, floor 3.6. I don't know really what to say besides, like, it's just a cool looking project. It's definitely resonated with the community. You know, I have nothing bad to say about it, only good. You know, I think I'm going to stand back and wait to see what happens here. I might try to pick up a 3D glasses mouse, who knows. But yeah, congrats to everybody who spotted this and believed in it, picked it up early. I know Andy Milonakis has picked one up. Tropo has picked some up. It's a cool project. I'm excited for it. What else we got here? Arplux Factory still sits as something where I'm like, I think that there's huge value to buying within in Factory and Playground. You know, I think Flowers, there's still great pickups. You know, I'm probably going to close this video out, go look at Flowers, to be quite honest with you. Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that when we look at the market in 2 years from now, what we'll see is curated still is curated, but I think you'll see appreciation in a lot of these other Arplox projects on Factory and Playground that are, like, very, very well done. And I think it just comes down to everybody needs to look closely into who the artist is, you know, how complicated is it? Is it truly good art? And maybe like supply and, you know, demand and all that. But like, if we can find those projects in there that just have not blossomed just because they don't have a curated next to the word art box, I think those are, you know, potential 10 to 50Xers. In the next 2 years. So I'm going to be spending more time going through those and watching and seeing what's happening. Punk's Comic. We've seen a huge pullback here on Punk's Comics and the meta here. But I do think, you know, it's understandable. Like we, oh, and here we go. For some, I don't know why, just does not play well with my computer, and I'm sure we're gonna crash the whole video. But yeah, I'm just gonna close this page before it destroys my computer here. Oh, I'm lagged. I'm completely lagged. I just pulled up the recorder. I don't know if this video is gonna actually make it here. It seems I've just been lagged for quite some time, and not the frame to freeze on. I wonder if I can get that back. Well, it looks like I'm frozen, so we will see what happens here the rest of this video. would not be a morning mint or anything Hunter Aurora related without technical difficulties, I guess. Well, let's see here. I'm gonna do something. Close out a bunch of tabs. This is the issue of being on my mobile setup here as I travel and I'm out of town. Let's see. Okay, let's look at Punks real quick. Hopefully I've gotten this back up and running. Or maybe it's just OBS is frozen on my end and it looks good to you guys. You know, Punks currently sitting at a 95 ETH floor. We've seen this come back quite a bit when we were back down into the 70s. So, you know, we had demand come back in some sense and the floor rise. You know, it's not a too thick of a floor to get back up into the, you know, low 100s and, you know, back into 110, 120, you know, 130 is a ways off, but 100 and, you know, 15 ETH floor doesn't seem unreasonable right now if demand comes back. You know, we've seen a lot of buying around, certain attributes. We've seen a lot of them being flipped. So like, obviously, you know, you can see here's a flip, you know, just things that might be mispriced or going to market instantaneously getting snapped and then relisted. You know, we've seen a lot of that lately. But, you know, right now, if you want to buy a Punk, it's going to cost you about, you know, depending on what you want, probably around $400,000 to get into something that's like super aesthetically pleasing. Interesting sale here. Interesting. You know, a blushy for 130. Yeah, I mean, the Punks certainly have, it's been an interesting market to watch. You know, obviously we had a floor that was very low. We had 75s going, but it just seems like demand came back and we saw that run up. You know, I have no doubt that Punks hold through whatever happens with Ethereum going forward. Punks will hold and make it back. You know, looking at the market real quick, hopefully again, my screen isn't completely frozen here. You know, if it is, that kind of sucks, but you know, looking at the Ethereum market currently, you know, we're having a huge dip back. And you know, as we start to like think about, you know, what happens going forward here, no matter if we go back to like 1700 or whatever fucking happens, okay? Just be smart, make sure you're positioned correctly. If you feel like you're over leveraged or like you have one position that's just too risky for you, change that. But I wouldn't do it like immediately right now unless like you've drastically feel like you've put yourself in a horrible position. You know, take the time, see what happens. You know, I would not try to look at things on like the 1 minute time scale. You know, I'm playing the 5 year time scale where I'm trying to figure out not on a date, not even a day period, but like on a week period, like where are we heading? And when you start to look at, you know, something like that, it doesn't feel like, hey, dropping back into the 2000s again and then continuing up or whatever happens, like that doesn't worry me. I've just positioned myself in a way that I feel like no matter what happens, I'll be able to, you know, pay bills, survive, get by, and stick around for, you know, the rest of my life, which is the plan, within the Web3 ecosystem. But yeah, that's the show. Good to be back. Hopefully the technical difficulties that we're having right now aren't too bad, and most of this recorded. If they are, my apologies. We'll hopefully be upgrading some of the setup here in the next 24 hours, so tomorrow won't be that bad. But yeah, good to be back. Good to see everybody. Leave a like, leave a comment, and we'll be back with more tomorrow. Thank you for watching. Have a great day. And yeah, catch you tomorrow.